Even more money is being lost on Wall Street. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. At the stock market, the Dow is dropping 420 more points the day after an 1,100-plus point plunge, while gas prices rise again. AAA's national average for regular, almost $4.59 per gallon. Could it someday reach double digits? Listen to Fox's Jeff Manasso.
National gas station chain 76 is reprogramming its pumps in Washington State to accommodate $10 a gallon gas prices. In Washington State, the average price now $5.18 per gallon, with oil analyst Stephen Shork saying the U.S. doesn't have the capacity to refine gas that it did just a couple years ago.
So there's not enough refinery capacity to sate all of the demand that's coming to the market.
Peyton Gendron was just in court in Buffalo this morning. He just left. Someone yelled that he was a coward. The white 18-year-old facing charges from Saturday's supermarket massacre that left 13 mostly black shoppers is either dead or wounded. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Buffalo.
I talked to a manager who was inside of the Tops at the time of the shooting as she and some others took cover in a back conference room.
I could hear it going from the produce area, carryout cafe, deli, bakery, meat department, and coming closer and closer. And for a split second, it stopped. And I thought, oh my God, thank God, the police are here. The police are here. And it started back up again.
President Biden will fly to South Korea this afternoon to start an Asian trip. He's now meeting with the leaders of Finland and Sweden who've applied to join NATO. They want to because of Russia's attack on Ukraine. Today, a Russian soldier is back in court in the first war crimes trial in the killing of a Ukraine civilian.
Yesterday, he pleaded guilty. Today, he said he was sorry directly to the man's widow. Moscow calls this trial a sham.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now again on Wall Street, the Dow is down this morning, adding to yesterday's big losses. It is falling at the moment by 256 points. The S&P 500 is down 11, but the NASDAQ has turned positive. It's up about 30 points. The price of oil, it is down nearly $2. It is back under around 107 bucks a barrel. But gas, as we mentioned earlier, at a record high again today. AAA for regular is at 459. Diesel at an all-time high, just shy of 558 a gallon. It's another day for some parents searching stores for baby formula in a shortage created by a recall that shut down production at an Abbott facility. President Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to speed up manufacturing for others. And
I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards so we can get it on the store shelves faster.
Another company's got a big problem. One of its facilities, Family Dollar, an issue today.
More than 1,000 rodents were discovered by FDA inspectors at the West Memphis, Arkansas facility in February after the agency received a consumer complaint. That forced the recall of items from hundreds of stores and the closure of over 400 stores in six southern states. Products removed from store shelves included everything from people and pet food to cosmetics, as well as medical devices and over-the-counter meds. Family Dollar says it's not aware of any illnesses relating to the recall. The company says the distribution center will be shuttered by the end of October, affecting approximately 300 employees. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors took game one of the Western Conference Finals, blowing out Dallas by 25 points. The PGA Championship is underway, the second major of the year for golf. John Daly, who's 56 years old, has an early lead at 2 under par. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.